is this game elevated as far as the level of physicality that they're already physically able to do?
I don't know. The only thing I'm remembering right now is Vasilevsky making a save on Pasternak with 5 minutes left and one goal. So, that's all I got for you.
Just, you know, what you learn from your team to see them kind of stick up for each other like that and kind of in a game where if it had got away from them, they kind of thought, you mentioned Vasilevsky to save it.
No, I can't sit here and say I learned anything. Mm-hmm. This is our team. And when you in this league and you want to win, things like this are going to happen. It was two darn good hockey teams that wanted to win a game. And, you know, when guys are sticking up for each other, you know, everybody just gets a little bit tall on the bench. You know, it's one of those games that, you know, you don't see it as much anymore, but intimidation still is a factor. And, you know, when you look the tiger in the eye, don't back down. Like I said, everybody grows on the bench. So, you know, we know we have that in us. And then, not too many situations is pulled out, but this one it was. And, I think the big reason why we pulled this game out.
You said this group. Go ahead.
There's been physical games, the Philly game in Tampa comes to mind, where you felt that it being physical has pulled you guys out of your game. How did you feel that was balanced tonight?
So it's a close game going into the third. There's a melee in the second. So how are you going to respond? Bottom line is you got to go out and win the hockey game. And I thought we played, aside from the pass back breakaway, I thought we controlled that third period. We didn't give them too much. You know, our power play came up big for us, but it's not always how you respond physically. Like, we did that part, but now go win the game, and that's what they went and did. And so, pretty proud of the guys for that. It's 82 game schedule. Most games aren't like that, but some are. And you know, you've got a couple teams that have a little bit of history with each other. And it was entertaining. It was an entertaining, gutsy game by both teams. We came out on top.
Hedman played about 5 minutes, but he's on the bench there. What's up with him?
Yeah, he got hurt, so we'll have to evaluate him. He couldn't go. He tried to go for one shift there. So that's another thing you have to look at is we played probably 50 minutes that game with five defensemen. And that can wear on you as well, but it was a pretty gutty effort from those guys.
You said that this group is mentally tougher, this group this year, but you also added some guys at the deadline, more tenacity, and obviously Maroon in the offseason. How much is this a different team in terms of that element, in terms of looking, quote-unquote, the tiger in the eye?
Well, every year it's different.
Yeah.
But when we evaluate what is needed, we've got a pretty, really solid core group of guys. But to surround them with a little bit more meat and potatoes is what we needed. And I thought Julian did a great job in addressing that at the deadline. And it's for times like this. And it's there's so many different ways to win hockey games. This is one that maybe years past we might not have pulled out. But this group, they can do that.
You mentioned good. Go ahead.
When's the last time you saw two shorthanded goals and one penalty?
I don't know. That's usually what I have you guys here for.
Was it in Buffalo this year? You guys do that or not?
Was it? Joe would know the answer to that.
Goudreau obviously is a pain to play against, as you mentioned before. Is this a perfect example of a game like that where it's not just the fight, but the kind of the.
Well, it'd be a weird word, but he's like a sticky player.
Mm-hmm.
It's just. Rubs on you. He's got his sticks always in the place you want it to be. He's just he doesn't always look pretty, but he's an effective player. And, again, addressed it just now. It's you need guys like him, and they don't come with, you know, all the press and all the bells and whistles, but they help you win hockey games, and that's what he's done for us.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.